The Prescription Shop in Buffalo is a locally owned pharmacy offering one-stop shopping for all your over-the-counter and prescription needs. They use the highest quality medications and will do their best to match or beat the competitors' prices. The Prescription Shop will deliver within the city limits of Buffalo. Prescription Shop is a great place to shop for gifts of any kind for men, women, and children. Also, check out their photo kiosk, where you can take and print your own photos. The Prescription Shop, locally owned, local favorite.
And good morning. This is Classic Country, 1450 AM, 103.5 FM KBBS. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street, where they are so much more than just prescription medication. And joining me on the program this morning is Hesed with the Powder River Basin Resource Council. How are we doing today, Hesed?
Doing great. Good morning.
Good morning. We appreciate you you coming on the program today, and we're going to be talking about the Spring Solar Celebration. Tell us a little bit about this. So what exactly is the Spring Solar Celebration?
Okay, the Spring Solar Celebration is kind of a kickoff event for us. We have a program we're working on called Renew Wyoming, and since it's about renewables, the spring equinox seemed like an appropriate time to put it on. We have got homeowners and business owners who have solar installed who are going to be there to talk and answer questions. We also have several installers coming from around the state. We will be providing cake and snacks. We also have door prizes, but this is a BYOB, or buy your own brew event. This is going to be hosted, as you said, at Luminous Brew House. So.
Excellent, and this is coming up tomorrow. Then, for those that would like to attend, tell us a little bit about solar power and some of the benefits that it provides.
Well, obviously, a huge benefit of solar power for those who have installed is the financial savings. Solar installations have come down in price over the last 10 years. They've come down anywhere, depending on the location in the county, from 40% to 80% in cost. So right now, the cost of installing is at an all-time low. And so we're seeing an increase in installations.
And you mentioned the cost coming down. Now, I know when it first came out, that was going to be my next question, was cost of installation, that sort of thing, and for the materials you need. And you mentioned that come down 40% to 80%. That's a huge decrease from where it was, as you mentioned, about a decade ago. What are some of the reasons for the price drop?
Well, most of the reasons for the price drop are actually just due to materials coming down. Our technology has improved, and so these days solar panels are a lot more efficient. So per panel, you're just getting a lot more. So it takes fewer panels to do a job. And that's basically where the price reduction has come in.
Well, and here's a personal question I have. Whenever I see a bunch of solar panels, my first thought is, what happens if you have a hailstorm? Does that damage those panels, something like a hailstorm?
Actually, everyone I've talked to who has panels in the area, they've been really impressed with how well their panels have held up. No one I've talked to has reported any damage. Panels are actually warrantied, and so you can check the warranty and see what kind of hail damage they're warrantied for. Most of them are really highly rated. A lot of the installers in this area won't use anything other than highly rated panels.
And Hesed, you mentioned you're going to have some people that are using solar power here. How prevalent is solar power in Wyoming right now? How many people are making the jump?
You know, that is really a hard number to pin down. I definitely can't speak to that exactly. I don't know exactly what the number is. I know that we've seen an increase lately.
Okay. And so what kind of brought about wanting to have this Spring Solar Celebration that's coming up tomorrow?
Well, just the enthusiasm that we've seen lately. We have a lot of people who are expressing interest, and so right now, while so many people are already expressing interest, it seems like a great time to celebrate.
And with talking about solar power, are you also going to be discussing any other renewable resources, or is it just about the solar power?
This event is really just about distributed solar.
Okay. And tell everyone again where and when it is, and is there a cost?
There is absolutely no cost. We just want people to bring their enthusiasm or interest or curiosity. And this is tomorrow, March 20th, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Luminous Brew House here in Sheridan.
All right. Again, we're talking with Hesed with the Powder River Basin Resource Council, talking about their spring solar celebration. Come on out and check out everything you need to know about solar power, what it might cost you to make the switch, how it benefits you, all that sort of stuff. And again, that is tomorrow night, 5:30 to 7:30 at Luminous Brew House on Broadway Street in Sheridan. Hesed, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's being brought to you by The Prescription Shop on Fort Street.